Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Vice President Harris is expected to make an appearance today in Chester County with former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney. Harris touched down at Philly International last night and was greeted by Mayor Sherelle Parker and others. Former President Donald Trump, meanwhile, was in Bucks County yesterday where he worked at the Fryer at a local McDonald's. KYW's Nina Brody was outside with hundreds of supporters.
Several blocks of street road were shut down Sunday as crowds of Trump supporters packed in. Jennifer from Philly and her mom came early to his expected arrival at a Feasterville McDonald's.
We just love Trump and we were praying that he wins. I volunteer for the campaign and wherever he is, we try to get there.
With a police escort, Trump arrived and passed hundreds of people who hoisted up flags and blared music, eager to catch a glimpse. Once inside the fast food restaurant.
Nice and full.
Thank you.
Good. Want to do another one?
Go ahead.
I'll grab it.
He was shown how to fry, salt, and pack up McDonald's French fries.
I love salt. Wait a minute. I spilled some.
He paid the visit to the Bucks County McDonald's as he's made repeated claims without evidence that his presidential opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris, never worked at the chain. She has stated that she worked for McDonald's while a student in college. As Trump worked, he talked with the employees as he got a handle on the job.
You take it for granted. You say, give me French fries. I'll never forget this experience, okay? Now I know how to do it, and it's very good.
In Bucks County, Nina Barandi, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
There's been a ton of progress over recent decades for HIV and AIDS treatment, but it still has devastating effects on many, especially for people experiencing homelessness, below the poverty line, or with disabilities. The annual AIDS Walk Philly raises funds and awareness for those struggling with the disease. KYW's Justin Udo was at Sunday morning's event.
When HIV first hit Philadelphia, I had friends dropping day by day. We never knew who was going to see one day and not the next day.
Jay Johnson is one of the hundreds of people who gathered at the Art Museum steps for the 38th annual AIDS Walk Philly.
As a person that's living with HIV, it was always very important for me to participate in this. It's a time to give back to our community and to help those that are living with HIV and AIDS.
There are more than 18,000 people in the region living with HIV, and funds from the raise help the most vulnerable get the resources they need.
I'm doing this walk. My friends that I've lost to this disease is constantly on my mind.
For Johnson, who's participated in the walk for 30 years, the day is also a time to see how far HIV and AIDS research and medicine has come.
And now, with the new HIV drugs, with PrEP and PEP, people are living longer and healthier.
I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Inflation has been cooling off, but new data shows most holiday travelers are changing their plans due to rising costs. KYW's Connor Barkon has more.
83% of holiday travelers surveyed by Bankrate say costs are too high to do what they want to do this year.
That's a big number. It's hard to get 83% to agree on anything.
Bankrate senior industry analyst Ted Rossman.
It goes to show that even as inflation has come down, it's still a big deal. There's a cumulative effect to the higher prices that people have been paying the last few years for just about everything.
Nearly a third of those surveyed are traveling for fewer days, and 30% are selecting less expensive destinations and accommodations.
Some are driving instead of flying. In other words, they still want to go on the holiday trip, but they're willing to cut some corners to save money.
Travelers are expected to spend an average of $925 for Thanksgiving and $1,165 for the December holidays. Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural,
or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.